The Los Angeles Rams will be 100% back to health on their offensive line heading into this game against the Baltimore Ravens week 17. Could Lamar Jackson suit up in this one? Not likely. It doesn't look that good on his part in his status there. And Hollywood Brown, is he going to suit up in this one? Find out on this episode of the Locked On Rams podcast.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rams Nation, what is going on? As always, it is your boy, your host, Sosa Cremenjas. I'm the head of NFL information at Underdog Fantasy, and of course, your host here at the Locked On Rams podcast, your number one daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Rams and part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you guys so much for always making us your first daily listen here at Locked On Rams. And if you guys have been tuning in this week, you would know that this is my final episode here as your host, your producer, whatever you want to call it, at Locked On Rams. And I'm going to talk about that more in the following segments. But first, we have a little bit of a game update to provide to you for the Rams, the Baltimore Ravens, week 17. The Rams traveling to Baltimore, of course. This is a pivotal game, not so much for the Rams. Of course, they want to win this one and take another step forward towards sealing that NFC West title, securing a better seating in the playoffs, all that good stuff. But the Rams don't have as much riding on this contest as the Ravens do, who are currently, I believe, the eighth seed right now. They're not in the playoff picture. They're trying to get, you know, into the playoffs. They're trying to survive and keep this season alive. So we're going to see, you know, the Rams are going to get their best punch, we'll call it. And the Ravens definitely have their backs up against the wall to the point where they need to win this game. If they lose this game, their playoff dreams and hopes are probably done for this season. But the Rams do have a few players returning. The Baltimore Ravens, a little bit sketchier on that side of things in terms of the injury report. We'll dive into that right now. Big news, Los Angeles Rams left tackle Andrew Whitworth activated off the COVID reserve 19 list, whatever you want to call it, COVID-19 reserve list. Whitworth is back. That's obviously huge news. You're getting your left tackle back, your blindside protector. And not just that, but we talked about Joe Noteboom basically coming back earlier this week. The Rams got Rob Havenstein, right tackle, back earlier last week, I believe it was. And now their offensive line is nearly fully back to health. The good news as well, center Brian Allen, he was injured in this past game against the Minnesota Vikings, or re-injured because he obviously sustained that originally against the Jacksonville Jaguars weeks ago. He's also practicing. He's also likely to play in this game. So the Rams are finally going to have their starting five offensive linemen back together in what feels like a month, if not longer. I mean, it's been a while since the Rams have had all their original starting five out there. So it's good that these guys are going to get back together. They're obviously your starting five for a reason. They're your best five offensive linemen from left to right. You know, Andrew Whitworth back at his spot at left tackle. Left guard, David Edwards, he's no longer having to slide out to left tackle. Center Brian Allen back in there. Right guard, Austin Corbett, hasn't moved all season. Right tackle, Rob Havenstein. Everything looks good for these guys. They've been largely dominant all season. Not really been an issue whatsoever for the Rams. Yeah, they had, you know, a game or two here or there. I'm thinking back to that Tennessee Titans one where wasn't their best performance and was, you know, a large part of the reason why the Rams got dominated offensively in that game. But everyone is back. All the good news is all the guys that had spot start duty and things like that now slide to the bench. So your depth is also getting stronger, not just your starting five. Coleman Shelton, a guy that has started now games for you on the bench. You feel a lot better about that. Joe Nope, now back to your bench as well. I think the Rams feel a lot better about where they're at in terms of their offensive line depth. So that is good news. Now, the rest of the injury report, there were two players that didn't practice, I don't believe, on Thursday. Greg Gaines, nose tackle, and safety Taylor Rapp. Now, Gaines, we knew that this was probably going to be the case. He also got hurt in this past game against the Vikings. I believe he actually broke his hand and had hand surgery. And it sounded like Sean McVay said, you know, this guy's going to continue to play with it. So we talked about how it might limit his effectiveness a little bit and how it's obviously going to be a lot harder to play with a big cast on your hand. But if he's out there, I'm presumably going to assume that he can play. He's going to play at a high level, which are obviously good things. And that's what the Rams are trying to get out of him being out there. So sounds like he should be good to go as well. He's the anchor of the defense. That's obviously very good news for the Rams there. And safety Taylor Rapp, we didn't really hear about his injury designation, but again, head coach Sean McVay said that he should be able to suit up in this one as well. So more good news for the defense. I mean, I don't think safety was going to be the biggest loss either way. Taylor Rapp, he's been up and down this season. He's had some good games, some not so good games. I think he's a player that offers some things for your defense. He's still inherently flawed to some degree too. So you know, at the end of the day, they view him as a starter. It's always good to have your starters out there. But it sounds like everyone's going to go for this one. As we know, there's certain players that aren't. Darrell Henderson, he's on IR. Ernest Jones, also on short-term IR. Those guys are not going to play. But outside of that, you know, there's no more COVID really affecting the Rams all too badly right now. They're going to be basically at full strength or as close as you can be to full strength at this point in time, whereas the Ravens are not. And this is, again, projecting. You know, this is a Thursday night that I'm recording on, so statuses will change going through Friday and the weekend, of course. But quarterback Lamar Jackson puts in a limited practice on Wednesday, and then DNP does not practice on Thursday. If you guys saw the video, the clips, or if you listened to the crossover episode with myself and Kevin Ostreicher, we talked about Lamar's practice on Wednesday. Didn't look good. This guy was hobbling really, really badly. You can clearly tell he's being affected by that ankle. He looks like he can hardly walk around, never mind play a full speed football game. I have no idea how he could possibly suit up this weekend. And typically when a guy goes from practicing, even in a limited fashion, to do not practice or does not practice the next day, 9 times out of 10, they don't end up playing. So right now it looks like Lamar is trending in the wrong direction. He might not play in this game. And that is good news for the Rams. I mean, it sucks for the Ravens. They're not going to be at full strength potentially. But for the Rams, if Lamar Jackson's not out there, that is a different football team. Point blank, period. Any way you want to cut it. Doesn't matter what you think of Lamar. If you think he's the MVP, you know, one of these top five quarterbacks in the NFL, or if you think that this guy will never win a Super Bowl, it's a big spectrum on this guy. I personally believe he's one of the best players in football, potential MVP, all that good stuff. He's an incredible player. He's not out there. That is a different team. I mean, he's one of the guys in the NFL that he changes the way the offense works. There's not that many guys in terms of the Russell Wilsons, or, you know, if you remove some of these guys, those teams completely fall apart. And I think that's where the Ravens are. And I know a lot of people are going to say, yeah, Tyler Huntley played a game and they scored 35 points or whatever. They nearly won. And that's great. But that was one game. I mean, Tyler Huntley started games other than that one, or played in games other than that one, and they didn't end up that great. They played Josh Johnson in the past week. Didn't go that great. Now, Huntley is being activated off COVID-19 reserve, so he should be able to go in this one. At least they're going to have their quarterback two, not their quarterback three, Josh Johnson, like we mentioned, and that will help them, of course. And Huntley can simulate a lot of what Lamar does, right? He's got the same mobility, but not the same caliber of thrower. He is not the same caliber of player. But still, the Rams are going to have to adjust accordingly and be prepared for a guy that has shown some really good stuff in the NFL in limited fashion as well. And then the final player here for the Ravens that I wanted to highlight, wide receiver Hollywood Brown, Marquise Brown, does not practice as well. He has an illness. We don't really know what that is or what that means, but in this day and age, illness can typically lead to one thing, which is, you know, COVID-19. So not saying that he has it, not saying he's going to miss the game for sure. I have no idea, but that's a big piece for the Ravens. This is a guy that stretches the field for them. He's their best wide receiver, you know, unless you want to consider Mark Andrews a wide receiver, which in that case, Hollywood Brown would be your second best receiver, which, I mean, technically he's the only receiver in that sentence there. Mark Andrews is a tight end, but operates like a receiver. This guy's the field stretcher, the big play threat, the best receiver, and a really good player. I mean, at the end of the day, he's not easy to cover. If he doesn't go on this one, again, going to make the Rams' job easier. And I think you feel good about the Rams' opportunity in this game, especially if they don't have Lamar Jackson. That is the game changer. That is the biggest piece here for the Ravens. And ultimately, I predicted, you know, in yesterday's episode that the Rams would win this game by a close one. I think I said 34-31, something along that score line. I'm not going to change my opinion. I think it'll probably stick around there. I think the Rams will win this game. If Lamar doesn't go, maybe they win by a bigger spread, you know, 7 points, 8 points, 10 points, whatever the case is. But if Lamar plays in this game, I still think the Rams win. I think he's hobbled enough to the point where you're not going to get 100% Lamar Jackson. At best, you might get 70%. And is that good enough to beat a team that's as talented as the Rams, that's as beaten up as the Ravens, where the Rams can't take advantage regardless of whether Lamar is out there or not? I don't think the Ravens win this one, but of course, anything is possible. That's why they play these games, and that's why we're going to ultimately watch this game and see what happens. The Rams could basically close up the NFC West here with a victory if the Arizona Cardinals do lose to the Dallas Cowboys. In just a second here, we're going to pick up with where this episode and this segment leaves off. But of course, you guys can always follow us on Twitter at QBsMEP, at Locked On Rams, and on YouTube at Locked On Rams. And as you guys know, it is the new year, so that means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit or getting healthier, make sure you include the Built Bar in your plan. It tastes exactly like a candy bar, except the Built Bar does not have all the same negatives that a candy bar does. You don't have to feel guilty about eating it. It's low in calories, low in sugar, low in fat, and low in net carbs. And not just that, but it's also high in protein. So you're going to prioritize muscle building and put all that other junk away. And the bottom line is it actually tastes as good, if not better, than a candy bar. They got so many different flavors, from peanut butter brownie, coconut almond, raspberry cookies and cream, salted caramel, mint brownie, and a bunch of different ones. So depending on what you like, or you know, if you're shopping for someone else, I know for a fact you'll find a flavor that you will definitely like, if not a bunch. I personally like a lot of them, if not all of them. Fantastic bar, one of the best protein bars on the market. 130 calories per bar and 17 grams of protein. You cannot ask for more. If you guys want to check it out, go to built.com and use the promo code LOCK15 and get 15% off your order. Use the promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. And thank you again for making Locked On Rams your first listen every day. Make sure to check out the Ultimate College Football Playoff Preview 2021 with local experts, betting advice, and draft analysis. It is the most comprehensive college football playoff preview, and it begins this Friday. Now we can pick up with where we left off in this episode, and I mentioned it earlier this week on Monday, I think it was. This is my last episode here at Locked On Rams, and it sucks because I hate leaving you guys. I don't want to leave you guys. I wish I could have at least finished out the season. You know, it's a great season for the Rams. It looks like they're going to have a shot to win a Super Bowl, and I would not be shocked one bit if they ultimately do end up winning the Super Bowl. And we know we've had a lot of fun this regular season. I know the playoffs is going to be absolutely crazy atmosphere, super fun, especially the fact that the Rams are potentially going to get to host a playoff game, potentially going to win the NFC West next week. I won't be around here to discuss that, which is going to suck as well. But I just wanted to say thank you guys, give a few shout outs, and break down the rest of what we got to talk about with the Rams here. Before I ultimately sign off and leave you guys with whatever happens the rest of this season, I know it's going to be fun. And just wanted to quickly say thank you guys so much, right? Because at the end of the day, I took over for Brad. Brad hooked me up. He put everything in place for me to succeed. And like I said earlier this week, he put, you know, from 0 to 85%, he completed that bar and then handed me the keys and said, all right, take it the rest of the way. And all I had to do was just come in and take it from there. You know, I didn't have to start from the ground up like Brad did, and he built up the foundation and all that stuff. And I took over from where he left off at 85%. And I think we went the whole 100%, man, because I've been looking at the numbers. I always look at the numbers every single day, not just that, but every month, every week. And this is now going to be the biggest month, our all-time high at Locked On Rams, signing off with a bang, exactly how I would love to do it. There's no better way to really depart, I guess, because when Brad left off, I think we were roughly around 60,000 listens per month in terms of the peak months, and that was great. It's fantastic, and I know we've seen a lot of growth together as a network over the last year and a half since I've joined, but we're signing off this month with about 135,000 listens / downloads, whatever you want to call it. That is absurd. I mean, that is crazy to think that we grew so fast and so quickly. And it's all because of you guys. You guys are always tuning in every single day, listening, watching on YouTube, commenting, sharing these episodes, liking them on Twitter, asking me questions on Twitter for the mailbags, DMing me. I mean, you guys have not held back one bit. And that's what makes this show go, man. It has been so awesome. It has been an honor, a pleasure to be your host. I mean, talking about the Rams every single day, there is no better, you know, feeling. I would have done this for free. I did it for free every single day on forums prior to this. I did it for free on Twitter every single day prior to this, all day. And so to be able to get to do this for you guys and with you guys has been an honor and a pleasure. Like I mentioned, it's been super fun. It's been challenging. Get to start to expand your horizons. I've been looking at weird statistics and different topics that maybe I wouldn't have thought of otherwise. You guys asking me questions that sort of get the, you know, wheel spinning in my head to start looking at, all right, what is going on here? Or might lead me down a different path that might, you know, put me on a path to go somewhere else, which is what's this all about, really. That's really what it's all about at the end of the day. You guys have challenged me in a good way. It's been super fun. It's been awesome. It's been very informative. When I joined, I had no podcasting experience. I never hosted a podcast before, never jumped in front of a camera like this before, not consistently at least. Never worked with editing software in terms of podcasting or audio or video, and never did YouTube. This was all new to me, and it's all been new to me, you know, consistently throughout. And now we're going to end off with episode, I think, right around 363. So about 365 we'll round up to in a year and a half. Zero missed episodes, not a single one, not one sick day, not a day off for Christmas or Memorial Day, or we're in Canada, so we call it Labor Day or Canada Day, things like that. None at all. I mean, we went all the way through, even through the dead periods when they only require 4 episodes per week here. We kept it up as 5 all year round. There were weeks, I believe right around training camp, we went up to 6 per week. So that was super fun as well. And I'm proud of that. I'm really proud of that, being able to be consistent every single day for you guys, trying to drop the episodes at every single day at the same time, which is usually at 12:01 a.m. Eastern my time. That's the audio. YouTube every single day, 8 a.m. Eastern. Of course, sometimes things change and it's not always perfect, especially when the Rams play those night games. There's been a lot of night games this year, prime time. I don't even finish watching the game until midnight. So then I got to record, I got to edit it, I got to do that whole jazz. And sometimes I would have to stay up till 3 in the morning pushing those out. And after a loss too, you talk about Tennessee and San Fran back-to-back horrendous games. I had to stay up till 3 in the morning editing, recording, doing all that after those kind of performances. Those are some, tough episodes. Nobody enjoys doing that one, but it's all a part of the business. It's all part of the game, and it was super fun. We're going to continue along in just a second here. Before we dive in, of course, I want to make sure you guys tune back in next week. As long as there's a host, I pray to God, I hope there is a host so we can continue along without skipping a beat. You guys deserve it. And I know you guys want this content, but of course, before we get there, I got to tell you about BetOnline, because they have you covered this holiday season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football continues its march through the college bowl season and the pro football playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. So go head to their website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. All you have to do is use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus from football to basketball, NHL, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait. Make sure to take advantage of all the amazing offers available right now for the 2021 season. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. And you guys know, I always tell you about Locked On Bets. They will get you right when it comes to your betting game. Lines to take, lines to avoid, games to take, games to avoid, props, everything in between. Your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. Now we'll pick up here with the final segment. Wanted to say thank you guys so much. Always making us your first daily listen. Always supporting. Every episode seems to do bigger than the last. Every episode does more than the last one. Week by week, we're growing. Month by month. It's just insane. I mean, the subscriber count, we've been on YouTube for, I want to say maybe 2.5 months, 3 months max. We're at almost 1,600. You guys always spamming the comments, always, 50, 60, 70 thumbs up. And we get a few bad ones as well, the thumbs down. Usually the opponent teams, man, the Arizona Cardinals, they went in on us here. They didn't hold back. So shout out to them as well, giving us some viewership and joining in on the comments. It's what makes the community fun. Sometimes they get a little nasty. That's just the way it goes. And very insecure to some degree. It's a little funny, but in general, don't want to waste time on those guys. Wanted to just say thank you again. And there's a lot of shout outs I want to get through. My man, Brad, of course, I mentioned without him, none of this would have happened. I know that for a fact. He's the one who set it all up, put me here as a host. And I think that it's been pretty good. It's been awesome for me, for the last year and a half. I think a lot of you guys enjoyed it as well. The numbers would suggest that we've done well and that you guys have certainly enjoyed the podcast and the interactive parts and all that kind of stuff. So shout out to Brad, first and foremost, no doubt about it. We'll see, where we go from here. I'm not certain on who's going to be next. I know a lot of people have reached out and asked me, who's coming up next? Is Brad coming back? Do you know who's coming? I don't know for sure. We've sort of been in touch, me and the upper people at Locked On, and, I've suggested certain people, but I can't say for sure. It's not my decision. I'm not exactly included. They're going to parse through their options and pick somebody who I know is going to be qualified for this role, is going to give you guys amazing daily content here at Locked On Rams every single day. And they're going to pick up the torch where I'm going to leave it off here and go with it as well, just like I did with Brad. And ultimately, I don't know who that's going to be, but I do know at some point I'm going to be just like you guys, a listener, a consumer of the product, a person who asks questions and, enjoys the 25 to 35 minutes we get every single day together. I've seen a lot of you guys send me amazing messages, man, that is just I couldn't believe it. It's awesome. You know, I know a lot of you guys listen, but sometimes to me, it's just a number. That's what it looks like. I see the number every day. Okay, 1,500 people listen today, or, you know, 4,000 people listen today. Great. But then I get messages from you guys saying, you know, you made a bunch of my car rides to and from work way better. You know, some days I was bored and I didn't know what to do, or I was down and I could just listen for half an hour and take my mind off things. Or, you know, you made us smarter when it came to football or our favorite team. That's the kind of stuff we do it for. That is so awesome. I just want to thank you guys so much for all those awesome messages. As I always mention, I will be on Twitter always. I am always talking about the Rams. That's not going to, you know, go anywhere. I'm still alive. I'm not dying or anything like that. It's just my time to move on. You know, at the end of the day, I got an amazing opportunity. I talked about Monday's episode that I'll dive into it more here. So we may as well. It is with a company called Underdog Fantasy. And forever, you know, for everyone who's been following me for however many years, my one goal has always to be, you know, my one goal has always been to make football a career. You know, that's the number one thing I've always tried to do. I love this sport since the first time I saw it when I moved to Canada in the year 2000. I got exposed to North American sports, football being the first, and basketball as well. And that was the day, or, you know, the time that I fell in love with the game. And over the last 20 or so years, that passion has just grown and grown. Started writing about football on forums just for fun in 2009, just because I love the sport. And at that point, it just took off like a rocket ship. And I never looked back. And, you know, I was very active there, very active on Twitter, always about the St. Louis Rams at that point, but Los Angeles Rams now. And I got my first, you know, job, my first professional kind of paid opportunity in 2017. And since then, it's just been, you know, slowly climbing the ranks from SB Nation to Odds Checker to FanDuel to PFF, as well as Locked On. And now it's at Underdog Fantasy. So this is the first time I'm getting a full-time opportunity in this business. I, you know, was gracious enough to be able to do it for the last year and a half full-time, but not with one company, just concurrently with, you know, Locked On and PFF. So that is the opportunity I'm at now. Going to continue covering the NFL. I'm not exactly sure on 100% the day-to-day responsibilities. You know, I'm going to be talking about transactional news, injury reports, signings, you know, all that kind of stuff, trades, all that good stuff. Of course, none of that is really happening right now. COVID, up, down, guys being brought to the roster, dropped off the roster, coaches, all that stuff. Really everything you can imagine from a news aspect from the NFL, I'll be covering there. And that's super fun to me as well. It's challenging. You know, it's a bigger spectrum here for me. It's not just going to be Los Angeles Rams, which is something I have a lot of experience with at PFF. I got to cover the entire NFL. So that's all great. And that's awesome. I love the whole league. You know, for me, it's a lot bigger than what I have to just offer with the Rams. So unfortunately, you know, there's only so much time in a day. I won't be able to do everything together, which is why I'm leaving Locked On here. It's going to be an amazing opportunity for somebody. There's no doubt about that. And I hate leaving. I didn't want to leave. This is just kind of, you know, the timing that worked out on its own here, you know, and sometimes we can't decide how that time works. It just kind of happens on its own. And this is kind of my adventure and my journey and how it's led to me here. So I know at the end of the day, someone's going to take over here. They're going to be fantastic at their job. They're going to do such a good job, I'm sure. And like me, you know, you got to give them a little bit of time. I'm sure my first episode, like I mentioned, never did podcasting before. It wasn't great, you know, but at the end of the day, you guys gave me time. Let me grow into that role. And 1 week will pass, a month will pass, and that person will be super comfortable. God forbid, they might hire somebody that's already done this, you know, for a long time. And if so, there might not be a transition period at all. You know, they might be a lot more comfortable from day one and ready to go from day one, so to speak, as opposed to myself, who took a little bit of time. So my man, Brad, huge, huge shout out. He's a big stepping stone for me in this journey, in this career. I can't thank him enough. We always talk behind closed doors, stuff that you guys don't get to see. So he knows how appreciated he is. That's my man. That's my guy. Shout out to Ross Jackson, the best guy ever. He is one of my coworkers at Locked On. One of the guys that, you know, we talk to all the time, one of the channel leaders, I guess we could call him. He's got like 7 million different titles. It's hard to remember everything. A host of Locked On Saints as well. The best guy, the nicest dude you'll ever meet. He's, you know, been a big part of my success here and the reason why I'm here as well. And a huge, huge piece of why Locked On is so successful from the back end, stuff that you guys don't get to see, all the little stuff that always goes into everything. I mean, so many different things that even I don't even know, that's above my head as well. So huge shout out to Ross, man, lifelong friend as well, like Brad. Can't thank you guys enough. Mr. David Locke, thank you so much for the opportunity as well. Started this with a vision and look where he's at now. Look where everything's at now. Just incredible to see how much success everyone has had across the network, not just Locked On Rams, but you know, the 31 other NFL teams, the NBA, NHL, college sports. I mean, it is absurd to see how much everyone is thriving, and it all begins with his vision. You know, at the end of the day, this is a person that is so much more, you know, up when they look down. My perspective is like a little spotlight. His is like the whole worldview type of thing. And without him as well, this opportunity wouldn't have happened. So I'm certain that somebody's going to come in next. Hopefully they can do the same thing that I did, if not 10 times better. And I do think that will be the case. Somebody that's going to bring a different perspective, different ideas, a different view of the game, potentially a different knowledge base. I don't know. You know, I'm going to be curious to see who is next up at this podcast as well. And that really takes us to the end. You know, there's so many shout outs. I want to shout out the NFC West hosts as well. Those are the people that have obviously recorded with the most. You know, we did the most crossovers. We see each other 2 to 3 times a year, beginning with my man Corbin Smith, Locked On Seahawks. Saw each other 3 times last year, not just twice. I've recorded with Corbin more than anybody else on this network. Shout out to him. Great guy, great host. And maybe not the season the Seahawks wanted, but I know Rams fans have enjoyed that much. My guys at Locked On Cardinals, man, there's no funner duo. I'm telling you, I had no more fun than with anybody than these guys, Alex Clancy, Bo Brock, the best guys. So much fun. Go check out their podcast as well, Locked On Cardinals. They have more fun, I swear, than anybody. They're like two brothers that bicker, and then they just kind of like give each other noogies on the head and go the other way. You know, like it's funny to see amazing duo, amazing dynamic between them. And of course, Locked On Niners as well. I haven't had the best time with you guys, man. Brian Peacock, Eric Crocker, they have me one up right now. Actually, Brian's got me 3 up right now. Or, you know, they should be maybe 3-1 at the end of week 18, or I don't know. You know, I think the Rams could take that game. We'll see ultimately how it shakes out. You know, the game hasn't been played yet, of course, so I can't say what's going to happen. And we'll see, you know, where the Rams are sitting at that point. Maybe they can feel comfortable benching players. Maybe the 49ers will bench players because they have nothing to play for. They might, you know, not be able to move up or down in the seating. So I don't know for sure. I know that I would love to see the Rams win that game. I cannot see the Niners win 6 straight. So it's been great recording with you guys as well. And so many other people, countless people on the network that do so much work behind the scenes. Thank you to everyone for the success. Thank you guys so much for listening, always sharing, commenting, asking questions, all that good jazz. That's going to do it for me on the Locked On Podcast Network at Locked On Rams as your host. I'm signing you off. You guys can always keep up with me. Like I mentioned, I'm on Twitter at QBsMEP. I'm still around. Nothing's happening. I'll still be watching Rams games every single Sunday. You already know that. I'm still going to be pounding the table for this team. I still think this team will win the Super Bowl. That's how I'm going to sign off here. I don't know what's going to happen. Anything can happen over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks, but I'm going to log off in a positive note and tell you guys, I think the Los Angeles Rams are going to win this Super Bowl in Los Angeles, in SoFi Stadium. Quote me on that one. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. It might happen, but that's how we're going to sign off, man. At the end of the day, thank you guys so much for helping me along in this journey, in this career, in this adventure, for listening and all that other good stuff. I appreciate you more than you know. It's been an absolute honor, a pleasure, and a blessing to be your host here at Locked On Rams. For you guys, make sure to keep tuning back in next week and throughout the, you know, remaining of this season, as well as the playoffs. I'm sure somebody's going to come into place ASAP, and make sure to keep supporting them. Let's start them off on a nice big pedestal and they could just climb away as the host. Hopefully they'll, you know, transition really quickly into this role and they could pick up right with a playoff team in the midst of a playoff run. That would be so awesome to see. Of course, you guys can follow us on Twitter at QBsMEP, at Locked On Rams, and on YouTube at Locked On Rams. Make sure to hit that little bell notification icon there on YouTube so you can get notified every time we post 8 a.m. Eastern every single day. Please subscribe or follow to get our latest episodes, content, breaking news, and a whole lot more.